On any given night in Milwaukee, there are around 200 people sleeping on the streets. With temperatures dipping well below freezing, there's now a renewed push to find solutions for homelessness here. The issue was center stage at a Milwaukee Common Council Health and Public Safety meeting on Wednesday. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, there are lots of ideas.
Warming rooms in Milwaukee don't open until the temperature is well below freezing, between 10 and 15 degrees outside. If you need a reminder, freezing is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Sherry Tussler is executive director of the Hunger Task Force, but before that, she was founding executive director of the Hope House, a homeless shelter on Milwaukee's south side. She says 20 years ago, her staff found ways to house people sleeping on the streets in Milwaukee. She says they first reached out to the Red Cross.
And the Red Cross opened the Cathedral Center. We opened the third floor of the Hope House, which was our conference room, and we let women sleep upstairs in the conference room. We always opened for everyone at 32 degrees because that's the temperature when tissue freezes. Yeah. Yes. We let everyone in without a metal detector, without saying, oh, I'm sorry, you're under the influence of some alcohol or some other substance.
Tussler says organizations have to be creative. She says Milwaukee currently has the capacity to house everyone, but rules put into place that shelters have to abide by in order to receive funding is causing them to go against their mission of housing people. These days, in order to get into a shelter, you first have to call the helpline 211. Also, most shelters have rules that have to be followed. For example, the Milwaukee Rescue Mission requires people staying there be in by 7 p.m. There were a number of ideas tossed around, from opening the now vacant Ramada Inn Hotel in downtown Milwaukee for temporary housing to allowing people to stay in foreclosed homes. Jarvis West works as a community health coach, connecting people to resources to keep them out of the hospital.
Maybe they can't work on these foreclosed houses to live there, or maybe they can just go there and get case management to identify the resources that they are potential for, because it's hard to get resources if you have to worry about where am I going to go. All of these resources I can give these homeless people, they cannot either get there to these certain locations for these nonprofit agencies for these resources, or they just, you know, that's the last thing on their mind is their health, because they don't have anywhere to go. So a lot of these resources, I'm sitting on them, I have a lot of resources.
One of the questions that came up during the hearing is whether Milwaukee has the capacity to open another shelter, not in terms of space, but trained people to run it. While many agree that training is necessary, there are also lots of people who say sometimes you have to learn on the job. The committee also heard from homeless outreach organizations such as Street Angels, the Salvation Army, the Milwaukee Rescue Mission, the Milwaukee Police Department, and others. The Public Safety and Health Committee plans to compile the suggestions and put together a report that city leaders hope will be the first step to getting everyone who wants to be off the street into housing. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.